So glad you could join us on a Sunday night here. 760 WJR. It is indeed Spin on Golf. We are at the beautiful DGC, which is really springing to life. And what I mean by that is you can see the stands starting to go up. Tomorrow, of course, is media day. I know I'll be back here tomorrow morning for that, as they have a press conference about 10 a.m. and then some individual interviews that can be done. Speaking of interviews, we are going to have a very special guest on tonight, Jason Langwell, of course, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Fellas, we're about 4.5 weeks away. It's amazing. 4.5 weeks away. BC, Jordan Young, Mike Fay, all in the house. What is up, fellas?
We've got a full line tonight.
We do. Look at
this.
We
got Parsons. We got all five. We're not shorthanded.
Ava's even out here, right?
Yes.
It's amazing.
We pulled the goalie.
Yeah, right? Get the extra attacker out there. No doubt about that. But
I think the stands are too close.
Do you really?
I mean, yeah, because I lost some money today.
Did you just?
The stands, you know.
I can't believe you just said that. I thought the exact same thing walking in tonight.
They're too close because, you know, I play with Henry Doe and another member here today, and he rang some off the grandstands today, and they came back and he made birdies, and that cost
off the grandstand
money. Oh yeah,
what hole?
Oh, let me see, 15, rang it on the green, 17 off the left.
I think 18 is
Bing.
Really close.
Yeah, they don't have 18 in yet.
No,
18's,
but
I mean 18,
but the back flag, it's like,
it's really,
it's probably like 24
really,
feet.
It's really snug there. You can hear people breathing back there. You can hear people breathing from the snack shop.
I could hear you breathing like when we just opened. Jeez.
Oh, my God. I can't
sounded
breathe.
Like Vernon during the Raw fight there. He was breathing a little heavy.
Anything to beat Patrick Waugh. Anything. Pummel that guy.
Well, you know what's interesting is every week there's more and more things that kind of pop up. And, you know, as this tournament continues to grow, there are more and more things that are going to be added, not only for the great game of golf, but certainly how they give back. Because there's one thing that this tournament has shown everybody in its, we can still say, brief existence, right? The one thing that is how they give back to this area. I mean, they give back to this area.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I said that the first year. I couldn't believe how much involvement the city actually had in this event. And then I think they've multiplied it by 10. So, you know, kudos to Rocket. I mean, they have, you know, what would we do without Danny Gilbert? Mm-hmm. I mean, what would the city do without Danny Gilbert?
It's amazing.
Seriously.
You're absolutely right.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, hope his health is better and hope he's going to be okay. And maybe he could be out here for the tournament.
Yeah, be great too. You know, it's funny, Jordan, that you and BC both brought that up, because I was thinking about how when we were walking from the clubhouse to our broadcast point last year, it did seem a little closer to the course. As Mike, when we were walking, and I noticed that, it was, oh, it does seem a little bit closer to the course this year. Remember they had all those little tunnels and everything?
It's no closer. It just looks like you walked in. I go, oh, there's a flag. Wow, is that how close the flag is right there? Wow, it is right there, too. That's the back pin position.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah.
And they just kind of carve it out and put the stands around, and we got a nice little spot out there. Yeah, it's perfect.
I mean, that tee box is pretty – I mean, obviously Henry hit it over the trees, and he had like
on 18?
Whatever. He had nothing left, but – I mean, that back tee's back there another 60 yards. I mean, that is a one intimidating tee shot.
But the green is not very big. It's about the size of this
well,
conference,
I mean,
room
like,
table
and
here.
Like,
and it's like this.
Yeah, exactly. It's an intimidating shot because I had to whip one out of the left bunker onto that green. And
would you make birdie?
No. I didn't make any birdies. 17 pars and a bogey today.
Wow, you were shut out today.
Trust me, I made some great pars today.
Some BC bombs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. BC bombs. Yeah, but, you know, they announced some guys that are playing, which I think is exciting. Zalatoris, Finau, Rose, Jason Day, Cameron Young, of course, Ricky Fowler, Kevin Kisner, Kuchar, and the 2021 champ, Cam Davis. So I think more names will be released here soon. The field, I kind of like the field when it's here. You get some young guys that are competing. You get some guys that are kind of hot, playing well, and you're hoping for them to break through, like the gal. He doubles his last hole today, and Xander you know, pulls it off and hits it close. But that's a guy that could come here and win.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, why not? I'd love to see, you know, first-time winners come here.
Brandon Cook's playing?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Cook's in the field.
Good.
Yep.
Awesome.
From last year's PGA, Michigan PGA. Awesome. So.
You caddying?
There'd be no chance of me ever caddying. I caddied again Tuesday at the U.S.
He's America's caddy.
I'm
He's America's caddy right now.
I'm out of a hard time recovering from that. I can't do this anymore. I can't even play golf 18 holes. I can't caddy. It's unbelievable how hard
and
it is.
It was funny. We're at Fox today, and I've got a bunch of little kids out there. We're on the green, and I see this kid walking by with two baskets, and I'm like, man, that's the Pyatt walk. And I go, oh. Yep. That is Pyatt. It is Pyatt. I gave him the old nod. He had shorts on and a t-shirt. And I go, what? He came back and I'm like, you know, he had the earbuds in like all the kids do. So you can't talk to them. You go with sign language to them, right? And I'm like giving them the airplane. So I'm like, aren't you supposed to be on a plane? And he takes his earbuds. Hey, what's going on? I go, aren't you flying? He goes, oh, we got delayed to 4:30. So he said he'd come out, got his clubs out, and came and hit some balls for a little bit right before he gets on the bird.
Can't help it.
Well, why not? You're going to sit there and do
nothing? I was out with him 3 hours last night, and I'm like, I'm done with you. You're good.
Yeah.
Jordan, you brought it up, and forgive me, but this earbud phenomenon that you're talking about, mm-hmm. we got to put the kibosh on that.
Well, I told a kid
it's up to our generation to tell these kids enough. You can't do that.
Knock it off. If you're here, get the thing out of your ear. And then they try to put one in, like, to try to fake it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I'm with you.
I go, what's on in the earbud? Oh, I got music on. I go, get the thing out of your diet.
I don't Come get on. It. I mean, I, you know what? If these kids were all putting great, I'd say, okay, more music. But nobody putts good.
Yeah.
Nobody, right, Mike?
Yeah.
I mean, this whole generation sucks. They are the worst putters in the planet. Can I say
feet?
That word or did I get beat
Yeah,
again?
You can.
I can
you
say
can
that.
Say
okay,
it.
Yeah. 10 feet. To six
the
feet.
Other S word we got to stay away
okay,
from.
Okay, all right. I will stay away from that one. But you
I'll
know
make
what?
You guys a list.
I've always – just put them up there on the screen for me. I've always said that. You know what? What's up with the what's up with the buds? I mean, do you play golf with earbuds on? What's the point? It doesn't put you anywhere else. You shouldn't be. You should be here.
And I like to have music on. I like to create a nice kind of – you know, hey, the kids, you want put speaker on, play a little thing, whatever, maybe on the course and have some music. I'm okay with that. But when it comes down to it, you don't compete at that with music on. You don't have earbuds with music on. So you need to train at times without the music on. So
oh, the music.
And we don't sound like our parents here. Come on. I mean, this is
No, he does. He does.
A little bit. When he dropped in I can see my dad right
this
now.
This guy over here does.
My dad, no. The freaking hand was flying.
Oh, Officer Belizean would have grabbed his club so quickly. I would have felt a thwack in the back. Get those damn things out of your ear. I can hear him say it right now.
Mike, do you own any earbuds?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. Since my neck surgery, that's really helped, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has it really?
Yeah. Because I can't really bend my neck down to, you know, hold the phone by my shoulder really good. So, yeah.
I love the earbuds. For me. The earbuds are great, but it takes me about 10 minutes to get them connected to whatever I'm using.
Yeah, right?
Oh, they're easy. That's not a problem. But, you know, I mean, work it out. And, you know, you don't want to hear knuckleheads on their phone around you, so you got to put something else in your ear.
Oh, it's classic, though, on the golf course. Or all the way. Do you have any – what do you got in your ear? Oh, I got an earbud.
I mean, does everybody got that kind of money they can just keep – buying these earbuds because I know they're losing them.
Could be
trust me, these kids lose them.
Oh, no
earbuds
doubt.
Could be the POW of the week.
Oh, they could be.
Mike, what number four?
Mike, that
I
could
got
be.
A lot of them.
I'm going to accept that. No doubt.
What do we get? What do we get? Nominate Apple or just?
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. It could be Samsung too.
Corded, uncorded, doesn't matter.
Right, plug.
We got a little off topic.
Well, we're going the wrong way.
Yeah,
here.
Forgive me. We're gonna take a break. We'll get back on track. Don't forget, coming up at about 7:32, Jason Langwell, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Of course, we always appreciate Rocket Mortgage and the great folks at Rocket Mortgage Classic for having us out here at the beautiful DGC. Another exciting day of golf. I know Mike Fay is all fired up to talk about what the ladies did today out in Bethesda.
Absolutely. We had a couple major championships to talk about here today.
Yes. And we will do that when we come back. Spin on Golf, Sunday night. Gang's all here at the beautiful DGC on 760 WJR. Yeah, like Mr. Big Voice said, we are at the beautiful DGC, the Detroit Golf Club. Of course, the home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, 32 days away. Incredible. Tournament starts in 32 days. We will be out there all weekend long, culminating with a, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, we are going to be out here again 2 hours that night. I think that's the way it is. I know that's the way it's been the last couple of years. So
check my text message because I'm sure some.
I'm going to assume, and Mr. Marcero will yell at us if I'm not correct. So I'm going to assume that we'll be out here for 2 hours. Hey, one thing jumped out to all of us. It was amazing as we were talking before the show today. The Travelers today, of course, Xander Schauffele won. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But the purse at the Travelers today, $8.3 million out at Cromwell, Connecticut.
Lame.
In the meantime, at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship.
Which is a major.
Which is a major. At Bethesda, Maryland, the purse was $9 million. So to put this in perspective, I don't want to take your thunder away and tell everybody who won. Also, I will say the winner of the ladies PGA championship took home a cool $1.4 million. Xander took home $1.5 million. Nice to see those prices kind of coming.
Still, in it's a major. Another. It's still wrong.
Yeah.
It's still wrong.
No,
I mean,
right. Progress, but yeah, more to go.
Still wrong.
Yeah.
You know what? And everybody announced their, sorry, Mike. I'll step
that's
back.
Mike, but
Mike, Mark. See, I told you words are going to come out of my mouth. I can't control myself.
And if you want to know, he has his name on his shirt.
Yeah. It's right there.
Mike.
But Mike, tell us exactly what went down at the women's PGA.
KPMG Women's PGA Professional or PGA Championship, should say, from Congressional. And it was quite exciting down the stretch. Angie Chung shot a final round 75, which was a 40 on the front, and she let everybody back in the race. And Minji Lee, as we know, the LPGA scoring leader for the season, decided she was going to hop on board, and she came in the tie for second. The big thing, BC, was watching Lexi Thompson crumble again.
Deja vu.
Yes, I remember a fat wedge into the front bunker. I remember a three putt, and today again another three putt.
Four bogeys in the last seven.
Let me tell you what, Mike. Definition of insanity, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't close, you better figure out a new way.
Right.
You got to close at majors. That's what you're known for. That's your legacy. I would certainly think that a coach would try to figure out a different way for her to close. I'm not going to chastise her. She hasn't won much, has she? I mean, for the amount, I mean, for how good, that as good as she is, I think, way better than 99% of those players out there.
Absolutely.
She should win a lot more.
She was pounding it, carrying the ball, 276 today.
Career earnings, $13 million. Career top tens, 83. Career victories, 11.
So our organization, Mike, it took them a little while to figure out that they should maybe increase this purse. Everybody else increased their purses a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But our PGA of America found some money in the coffers.
What do you mean,
amazing.
What do you mean everybody else?
Every other major. Oh. I mean, the USGA, U.S. Women's Open.
Okay.
Right? They did it long before any other outside pressure. LIV. So,
are you foreshadowing at all?
No, no, I'd never do that. And there's other organizations out there are kind of doing the same thing. It's just amazing. The printing presses are just turning on. Just, I'm just shocked. I'm in disbelief.
So that kind of leads us into this eight tournament.
Oh yeah.
Series now that pops up out of like the blue. That is what, $20 million purse
for whom?
For the top 50 players.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, it's 48. Now there's 50. I mean, who are we eliminating here? I mean, really?
It's kind
a bunch of hypocrites.
It's kind of funny. And I don't know. I don't know all the details, but it's just like, okay, here we come. We're going to do this.
Oh, they had no choice.
Well, I know.
They had
to.
But I mean, I get it.
It was kind of like they came in with the PIP play money game, like, hey, who is popular, da 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 da, and pay out all this money. But that wasn't quite enough, right? That was like a teaser.
The Wyndham Challenge.
That was an appetizer.
Now this series, it's like, really?
Will we see more go filter to the women's side? Do you think eventually we'll see more filter to the women's side?
You know what?
Will we see a women's LIV?
We'll be screaming bloody murder here. I mean, this is crazy. This is insanity. Why there isn't more money?
Do you think the government or the Saudis or whoever is doing all the money, whatever it is going to be, do you think they would do something for the women? I mean, that's a question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I do not know.
I'm in disbelief what's going on right now. I just can't believe that anybody would ever. Well, obviously, I've got a side, but what's wrong with some healthy competition? And obviously, the guys that are speaking out the most against the LIV are the guys that are going to benefit the most from it. McElroy, Thomas, Spieth, on and on and on. The guys that are on payroll. Oh, I didn't say that out loud.
Payroll?
are the guys that are going to benefit the most from this.
You mean like Brooks? What do you get?
Brooks is on, Brooks is in the LIV. No, I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, I'm not talking about PGA payroll, but what LIV? Did Brooks get? 200?
I don't know what he got.
I didn't even hear a number.
I didn't hear a number either.
No.
Well, he's going to get what DeChambeau got, I'm sure, right? What did DeChambeau get?
100?
120.
Oh, yep, he's going to get. DJ got 125.
Yeah, 125.
So he's probably going to get 125 or more, I would think. He's not getting 100.
I'm going to say
he's got to be getting 125.
I'm going to say it again with a tip of the cap of respect to the PGA, but how is a living, breathing organism do you say no to that? I don't know how you say no to that.
That's a lot of money.
I'm never going to begrudge anybody for doing that. I'm just not. And if that makes me an enemy of the PGA, sorry, I'm going to talk common sense.
I mean, Monahan said, or not Monahan, but Michael Wan said a good comment last week at the U.S. Open. That if we go ahead and chastise every player that's played in a Middle Eastern tournament, okay, Middle Eastern, whether it's Egypt, wherever you want to call it, Saudi Arabia, it doesn't matter. How many players can actually play in a PGA Tour?
Dubai, whatever the case may be. Yeah.
24 guys played in Dubai last year, last February. So if we just keep going on and on with this route, I don't think you can start pointing fingers. And is the American printing press any cleaner than anybody else's printing press? You know what? We're casting stones here, and just leave the guys alone. Let them play golf. That's all I can say.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Xander wins today at the Travelers. You guys got some thoughts on that? Were you able to check out any of that today?
I watched a little bit of it. I mean, you know, Xander is a great player, and I don't know what he's got. How many victories now? 6 or 7 in PGA Tour? I don't know the true fact there, but he was rolling it right over the edge. He missed a couple putts to kind of really solidify, and then all of a sudden Seg came in and he was leading, and then, you know, then he saw the open door in the last hole and just basically pounced on it. Stated. Like he stuck it in there. He was only at 85 yards, but he hit about 3 feet and he's got 2-shot victory. You know, I mean, it's a cool tournament to watch. It's always exciting. You see that amateur play. That amateur was right in there too.
Yeah.
He, the local guy, he played last week. He missed the cut at the Open.
Yep.
Sophomore at Stanford.
Yep.
He's got a lot. He's got a big name. He's got a lot of name, a lot of name, and a lot of game. But it was just kind of exciting.
18 players, 10 under or better today. I mean, it was just one of those tournaments. I mean, we talk about that all the time. It's like I like watching these guys.
Make birdies.
Do what they do. Exactly. Make birdies.
Come on.
And it was interesting, too, because the gala was 53 for 53 inside of 8 feet.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Mm. And then another thing was interesting was Rory came out, like, you know, on fire, 8 under. Then the second day, he was 5 under through about 12. And then he made an 8. And he followed it with a 6. Mm-hmm. I thought he withdrew. I looked on the leaderboard. I go, where is he? He was just leading. And he went, pew. And then the next day, he came out, made a couple bogeys early. And I don't know. He had to have been just toast. Like,
yeah, broke my
like,
heart.
Whoops. You know, I think I could leave now. And he fought back a little bit.
Well, always exciting stuff when this guy joins us. They're going to have the press conference tomorrow. I know I will be out here tomorrow about 10 a.m. Nick Roddy as well, our fine producer, will be out here. But we get a chance to speak with him next. Who is he? Well, he is the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Mr. Jason Langwell, joining us next right here. Spin on Golf, live from the Detroit Golf Club, the home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic on 760 WJR. Well, 32 days until the Rocket Mortgage Classic here at the Detroit Golf Club. Not that I'm counting, but I'm sure this guy has needed every single day since the last Rocket Mortgage Classic. And he gets a few more days this year as it moves from the beginning of July until, as Mr. Big Voice said, late July, July 28th through the 31st. Kindly joining us, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Mr. Jason Langwell. Jason, really appreciate it. I know how busy you are, and I'm sure you're glad you got an extra few weeks at least to prepare for it this year.
Yeah, we'll take it, right? Yeah, no, it's been a really busy stretch. You know, we kind of jokingly talk about this as our third consecutive year two, you know, for RMC, and we've got an extra month or so to take all those year two improvements from the first three year twos and put them into play. And we've got a really exciting game plan in place. The team's really working hard. We got our media day tomorrow, as you mentioned, and we're ready for a great show this summer.
You know, it's amazing, Jason. The one thing that people have been clamoring for the last few weeks is, I can't tell you how many times somebody said to me, when are we going to hear about the field? When are we going to hear about the field? The field didn't disappoint. The player commitments from the last week, this is certainly a darn good list of players that are going to be out here this year.
Yeah, great mix of guys. You know, obviously headlined by Will Zalatoris. Guys made a ton of noise this year in majors. And you know, we got a bunch of past world number ones, guys like Jason Day and Justin Rose. Justin making his first time trip up here. And another guy we've been trying to get here who's come for his first time, we're pumped about, is Matt Kuchar. Excited to hear the Detroit fans screaming Cooch out there. You know, making his maiden voyage here. And, you know, we've got a guy too, future stars. I mean, Cameron Young is just, I mean, he's clearly a front runner for rookie of the year, and playing some good golf. Ricky's excited to have Ricky Fowler back. And of course, our defending champ, who's rolling into town, you know, tomorrow morning to be here with us for media day, Cam Davis, who were able to get it done last year. We need 77 holes to get it done last year. And we got some other top 40 guys too, guys like Kevin Kisner, who loves to come back. Excited to see him back. You know, we weren't sure, you know, he's defending champ at Wyndham, and we weren't sure if that was going to impact his ability to come back, but loves the golf course and feels like he can win here. I mean, you look at his record here, he's probably of all the guys, probably the highest index in terms of where he finishes in terms of top 15, top 20 here. And then Tony Finau, you know, two-time winner on tour. I think he's 17 in the world now, and just beloved, really loved the trip that he had last. So excited to have him back. So yeah, like I said, we're really excited about the field we've got, and had a good week at Travelers this week, and feel like we're on the cusp of hopefully announcing a couple other real solid names here this coming week.
Jason Langwell, executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, kindly joining us. By the way, Jason, did we mention that tickets are on sale? Have we mentioned that yet? How can we help you get the word out about that?
Yeah, no, they are. They're going fast and furious, obviously ignited by the player and field announcement earlier this week. Tickets are on sale. You can go to rocketmortgageclassic.com. Tickets, as I said, are going. We're poised for another sellout again, certainly for the weekend, if not before. Grounds tickets start at just $60 for Thursday's round. They go up in price a little as the week goes on. And we've got some amazing shared hospitality options out there. The Lending Tree Lounge, which is right behind, well, 16. It's also behind 17 now. We've actually got the structure going behind 17 green. It's actually come up out of the, we built it up out of the little pond that was behind 17 there for a great viewing. And Mick Ultra Athletic Club is going to start at 250. Right behind 15 there. So some really good options for an upgraded experience. But we're also doing a lot, again, in bringing back our youth options. So any ticketed adults can be able to get youth 15 and under in for free, which we're really excited about. And I'm really excited, too, just about what's happening with our partners at DT Energy. For the first time ever, you know, we're going to be able to do our Detroit Community Days that they're sponsoring. So it'll be complimentary admission and parking for all fans. On our special event days on Tuesday and Wednesday. So you can come out, watch a youth clinic presented by the Children's Foundation. You can come stick around later, watch the Area 313 Celebrity Scramble take place with all of our big names and celebs, and then come back on Wednesday and enjoy the Delta Dental Pro-Am as well for free. Something we really be wanting to do, to be very inclusive and provide an opportunity for the residents of Detroit to come out and celebrate with us. And so great options available. Get to rockmortgageclassic.com before they go. And as we continue to make field announcements, we're seeing our supplies, particularly on Friday, Saturday, and early Sunday, tightening up.
This is how good Jason is, right? Because I was going to ask him about the kids 50 and under and free, but he just goes down the list of everything that's gone. I'm like, okay, I'm out. I got nothing to say. Nothing to ask you. But I will say, since 2019, the event has invested more than $5.25 million into nonprofit organizations, including $3.2 million throughout Changing the Course initiative, first launched in 2020. So, you know, we always say kudos to you guys and everything you're doing for the community and you and Dan. And I know Brian's a big supporter, Mr. Gilbert, and so are we, and Rock Mortgage, and all you guys do. So thank you.
No, thanks. I appreciate that. I mean, and that's the why, right? I mean, that's, you know, that's what we like to remind fans is that, and a lot don't know that, you know, PGA Tour events ultimately are supported and operated as a 501c3. And every time they're out, whether it's buying a ticket or a hot dog or a cold beverage, that's going to help us contribute to our mission of serving Detroit and ending the digital divide, which is Dan's vision from the get-go, is to bring the event to Detroit, shine a massive spotlight in the city, create a positive influence, impact the outcome. And, you know, we're doing that under the leadership of, you know, our board that's led by Jay Farner. And we've just really proud of what we've been able to do with the Change of the Course initiative and excited to make some announcements tomorrow about some progress that we're making, some tangible things that we're doing to put those dollars into action to really go out and create connectivity throughout the city.
It's an extremely just focused committee, isn't it? I mean, these guys are focused.
Now, you know, just to add on that, and I'm not going to have Jason comment, but, you know, people always ask me, what do you think about LIV? And what do you think about all this stuff? And to hear stuff like this and about the community and the PGA Tour and what it does for giving and the communities, that's what's probably most important about the PGA Tour and these events. And you can't ever take that away. And I think you can't forget about that.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, for what Mr. Gilbert's doing for the city of Detroit, again, I'm blown away every year. And then just to listen to Jason speak and how focused and how much direction and how, I mean, just how fast this came together that first year, I was still blown away that happened. But it's incredible, the team, I mean, that they've put together for this event. It's like, it's just a 4-round golf tournament. Yeah, but all this detail, all this information, all this stuff, I mean, for the community, it's just, I think it's great. I'm so happy because I was born and raised in Detroit. So I'm ecstatic it's back in Detroit.
Jason Langwell, kindly joining us. He is, of course, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Jason, I'm sure you know this, but let me remind you, it is amazing to me when you see people out here, how much they enjoy, how, I guess the best way to put it, the fan experience is for this tournament. The Area 313 is something that so many people talk about. Anything new to add to that fan experience this year? I know that's something near and dear to everybody's hearts in the Rocket Mortgage Classic world.
No, it is. It's been a big focus of ours. As I mentioned, we have made some additional enhancements. We're going to be adding two new kind of high energy kind of fan pockets in Area 313. So behind Mick Ultra Athletic Club, we're going to have the Area 313 Village. And then over on Golfers Ride of 14, we're going to have the Area 313 Grove, which is a nice little area over there. If you kind of block it out right there on par five, you're kind of in a nice shaded area.
We'll call it the Grove, the golf ball Grove.
Yeah, it is a golf ball Grove. Yeah, we've cleared those out. And, you know, a really couple of really cool fan experience areas out there. Additionally, too, we've got the CDW Youth Golf Zone. And so the Detroit Golf Club driving range, we're going to convert into an area where we'll have instruction and youth will be able to get their hands and their clubs, you know, their hands in their clubs. We've been trying to figure out a way to do that. And there's so much energy. You go out there and you're a youngster and you see what's happening, whether you do or don't know how to play the game. It's like all of us. We want to go and put a, you know, club in our hands. And so we've created an area with the help of the CDW. We're going to be able to go and get instruction. So we have that going throughout the entire week, which is something we're really excited to be able to do. So whether you're a fan of golf, fan of fun, fan of Detroit, you know, we're going to have something for you. And as I always like to say, the best thing about, for those that haven't been out, watch golf, it's just, you always get a front row seat. You know, you always got a great seat. You get right up on the rope line and watch the best players in the world competing. And we're going to have that on stage here again this year in less than 35 days.
Do you ever get nervous about some of the, like, wow, what if 313 just grows crazy and gets too nuts and too crazy out there? You ever get nervous about that?
No, we really don't. We don't. That's what we have marshals for. We have, you know, volunteers out there. You know, we get some quiet signs up in a couple of the structures out there. But no, we don't. We actually, I mean, quite honestly, I think the players love the energy. You know, it's a balance, right? But
we saw what happened at Waste Management this year.
We did, yeah. Well, you know, right, that's a page on what happened back in on 17 at Warwick back in the day,
yeah,
right? That's
yeah,
where
yeah.
it all started. But no, we've actually talked with our partners at Trion Solutions about actually adding a second deck there on a second level on that right
nice.
Side.
Whoa. Let's go for the triple decker.
The only room to go is up, right? So, at this point. And so we're looking to do that. We've expanded 1899 Club, Mikkelbeck Ultra Athletic Club's there. You know, we've got it's a great area and it, you know, the energy's great. I'm just hoping we can get someone to go 313 this year, you know, because we've had Yeah, Scott Brown made the ace last year, didn't make it to the weekend. He had a 3 and a 1. You don't have to do it consecutively, but any pro that goes 313, not consecutively even, over the course of 4 days triggers a $313,000 award. So we're hopeful, we can get that done this year and see if we can't get someone to make it to the weekend and go 313.
Did you guys see what they did at the Canadian Open? They had one of those huge cranes and they lifted up this party platform of people sitting and strapped in the seats and they were sitting there drinking and watching and overlooking everything.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, it was, I don't know how high up in the air, but it was a table like this with 18 seats around it with a bartender or two in the middle and TVs.
I did see that.
It was crazy.
It was good.
Next year.
That was really good. Yeah. Next year. Well, we got something on the front nine too. We're adding a new spot called the Treehouse. It's on right behind tournament number 5, the par 3. There's a big tree behind there. We've added a public deck. You're going to get up high, and you're going to see 4, maybe even 5 holes of golf. You'll be able to see right on par 3, tee ball on 6, approach on 7, tee ball on 8, and you'll be able to see over from where you're at to actually see 1.
Awesome.
From one spot. So a lot of fun things. We added something called the turn right at 9. We've expanded that area. So, yeah, if you've been out a few times, you're going to see a bigger and even better Rocket Mortgage Classic this year than you have in the past. And
exciting.
A lot of that's come from a lot of the feedback that we've gotten from, you know, our volunteer committee and fans. And so, you know, you can hit us, feedback@rocketmortgageclassic.com. we get plenty of it. Everyone's a course designer. Everyone's got all kinds of ideas. We welcome any and all feedback. We look at it as a gift. Christmas every day. Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Great stuff. Jason, know, you guys need anything. We'll be out here each and every Sunday for Spin on Golf at this beautiful and historic Detroit Golf Club. Once again, 32 days away from the tournament starting, but so much more leading up to it. And we'll be out here for Media Day tomorrow and so many things. Love to see you out here this year as well. Jason Langwell, Executive Director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Really appreciate you taking the time, Jason.
Thanks, fellas. Good to be with you.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Final segment of the show. I've never had a week like this in the few years that we've done this show. This is year 3. There are so many POW opportunities. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into them when we come back. Final segment of the show. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night on 760 WJR. Well, really appreciate all the great folks at Rocket Mortgage Classic. Jason Langwell, of course, Greg Ball, the entire gang. I mean, they put so much into it. Really appreciate them and everything they do for not only the community, certainly for us as well. And it's a pleasure being out here and can't wait to be out there for that 2-hour show. Jeff Marshall told us it was indeed two hours,
six
by
to
the
eight,
way.
Six to eight.
On July 31st, which really with as quickly as the last couple months have gone, it'll be here in like 2 days.
Yep.
We forgot before we do the POW, we all sat here watching the end of the U.S. Senior Open Championship. Champions, right?
No, it's U.S. Senior Open.
So I can say U.S. Senior Open.
I'm surprised we can even say senior still.
I know, right?
That's so race.
Anyways,
beat up.
Mike, who won it? Who won it?
Paddy Harrington for the second time in his career won by one shot over Steve Stricker, and Stricker fired 65 today.
No problem.
Eight birds.
My hand, it might hurt a little bit.
Let's see here. The star of the show, as far as us club professionals, was Rob Britt.
Yeah. Five of them.
What did he shoot the last
year? He shot 74 today in his final round. Over. He came in tied fourth, right?
So he only went down two spots, which is clutch. I wonder how much he made.
He gets an exemption to next year, right?
That's
top
good.
15 ties. Yeah,
top 15 ties. Yeah. Yes, Rob Libritz, a club professional from over in New York. Yep. He is now made the senior tour, and we're cheering for him.
Champions tour. Thank you very much.
Excuse me.
There we go. Champions tour.
I'm gonna say a special shout out to my in-laws, the whole entire Poupard family, who is in town from all over the country for my wife's grandfather's 100th birthday celebration.
Boy.
And here's what he said yesterday. I was sitting in the chair with him, and everybody's coming in. There's thousands of people there. And the guy sits next to him and goes, "Hey, so how much longer do you think?" He goes, "How much longer do you think for what?" "Well, how much longer are you going to live?" And he goes, "Oh, another 25 years. The guy next to him goes, "Oh, I ain't going to last that long." He goes, "Well, I'll talk at your eulogy."
I like that.
Says, "I'm playing golf on Monday and Wednesday."
Not nice. A boy.
So yeah, Eugene Poupard.
Happy birthday. Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah. Hundo. All right, what do we got? We only have a couple minutes remaining. What do we got for POW? When I see him wince,
I think it's just
when I see him wince,
ahead,
it isn't
BC.
Good.
Let's go.
I'm going to say screw you, PGA Tour. Screw you, PGA of America. You know what? There's money. You know what? This never would have happened. This whole mess never would have happened, ever would have happened if you'd have not been so freaking greedy. Greedy. Yes, both your organizations, absolute pure greed. And the PGA of America, all of a sudden, oh, it's increased the purse this week. When everybody else did it months ago, the woman's open, the U.S. woman's open. And then the PGA of America comes on the party late. And now the PGA Tour. Oh, how about a fall series 8? I mean, you freaking hypocrites.
He said freaking.
I used the word. I couldn't help it.
Mike Parsons, you got an assist there. That's a big coachable. He's coachable. I coached
right.
the
One
coach.
Time in my life.
I'm going to cut. Are you going to, you got a punk of the week? Because they'll let you go, Mike. If you
no,
want.
I don't.
Okay. Earbuds.
Okay. Earbuds. We're
okay,
talking.
So. I'm just going to cut you off before you get too heated.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm going to say, if I'm on the green in the short game area with four students, it's probably not a good idea for the punk of my week to stay out at about 84 yards and start firing golf balls at me.
No way.
And after he did it twice, he did it a third time and almost hit me. And I gave him the, what the, you know, with the hands in the air. And you know what he did? He gives it right back to me. What the? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
See,
punk of the week. It always goes to the short game area.
Yeah.
All right, come on. We got to get out of here. Get a clue. Ava, nice to see you. Mike Parsons, Blake back at the station, Nick Roddy, Jason Langwell, Greg Ball, BC, Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Jeff Marcerell.
Yes.
Did they leave anybody out? Happy birthday to Grandpa as well.
Yeah.
That's 100.
Grandpa
wow.
Eugene.
God That's bless awesome. Him. Yeah. For everybody, until next week, this is Sean Beligian saying thanks for checking us out. Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR. Have a fantastic night, everybody.